Colombia's Petro goes on unhinged rant at Trump. Threatens tariffs, if you know anyone stubborn, that's me. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 26, 2025. Colombian President Gustavo Petro unleashed an unhinged diatribe Sunday evening, in which he directly addressed President Donald Trump, proclaiming, "If you know anyone stubborn, that's me," before threatening a 50% tariff on the U.S. and insisting he is not scared of Trump. "Trump, I don't really like traveling to the U.S. It's a bit boring," Petro began in his tirade posted to X on Sunday. "But I confess that there are some admirable things about the U.S., Petro continued, before stating that he likes going to the black neighborhoods of Washington, where he saw an entire fight in the U.S. Capitol between blacks and Latinos with barricades. The Colombian president went on to rattle off the names of several U.S.-born authors whose work he enjoys reading, before complaining about the 1927 executions of Italian immigrants Nicola Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti. "I confess that Sacco and Vanzetti, who have my blood in the history of the U.S., are memorable and I follow them," Petro said. "They were murdered by labor leaders with the electric chair, the fascists who are within the U.S. as well as within my country. I don't like your oil, Trump. You are going to end the human species because of greed," the former guerrilla group member continued. Petro then bizarrely invited Trump, a teetotaler, to have a drink of whiskey with him, so long as the Colombian president's gastritis isn't acting up. "Maybe one day, over a drink of whiskey that I accept, despite my gastritis, we can talk frankly about this. But it's difficult because you consider me an inferior race and I'm not, nor is any Colombian," Petro said. "If you know anyone stubborn, that's me," the Colombian president further declared. Petro then suggested that he worries Trump might use his economic strength to enact a coup against him, before daring the U.S. president to overthrow him and see how humanity will respond. "You can try to carry out a coup with your economic strength and your arrogance, like they did with Allende. But I die in my law, I resisted torture and I resist you," Petro said. After accusing Trump of being arrogant, the Colombian president ironically went on to proclaim, "You will kill me, but I will survive in my people, which is before yours, in the Americas. We are peoples of the winds, the mountains, the Caribbean Sea and of freedom. Colombia is the first free territory of America. Before Washington, of all America," Petro continued. "My land is made of goldsmiths from the time of the Egyptian pharaohs, and of the first artists of the world in Chiribiquete. You will never dominate us," Petro asserted, before claiming that his people will know how to win the Panama Canal. Petro went on to tell Trump that he is not scared of sanctions the U.S. might impose on his country, as he believes the 45th and 47th president cannot resist the beauty of Colombia. "I know that you love beauty as I do," he said. "Do not disrespect it and you will give it your sweetness." The Colombian president concluded his tirade by threatening a 50% tariff on the United States, stating, "I am informed that you put a 50% tariff on the fruits of our human labor to enter the U.S., I do the same." Petro's unhinged rant comes just hours after he caved to Trump's demands to accept flights of Colombian deportees from the U.S., saying he would send his presidential plane to the U.S. to personally pick up deported migrants. Notably, the Colombian president backed down after President Trump announced he would impose numerous sanctions on the South American country in response to Petro's refusal to accept the deportation flights. As Breitbart News reported, Petro had gone back on his word, as he initially said he would accept deportation flights from the U.S. but reversed course on Sunday. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.